Okay, indeed. Welcome in and a very good evening to all of you tuning in across the country at Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. Before we get underway, we want to pause and recognize our newest affiliate in Pittsburgh. We are so thrilled to have AM 540 WWCS on board with us and now a part of the Yahoo Sports Radio network and our 500 plus affiliates. Well, tonight we have prepared and secured some wonderful guests, a number of subjects that we will hit on, and we're going to get it started. We're going to head out west, and we're going to visit with Fox Sports' Steve Bortstein, who is always one of the, I would say, most passionate guys in our business, delivers some very strong opinions, always well-informed, and I'm going to assume he's probably still nursing a hangover after his Trojans come up short against Boston College. How can this be?
Well, it's a bad road trip. The West Coast to East Coast road trip, you can speak on this. I know, road trips are always tough, and especially when you're, coming off the emotional win from Stanford the week earlier, kind of a letdown trip. It's a trap game a little bit. You've got Oregon State and Arizona State coming up the next couple of weeks, so it wouldn't surprise me if maybe they took Boston College a little light. Then you have the road trip on top of it and some sloppy play calling, I thought, from head coach Steve Sarkisian. So I'm disappointed with the loss, but not all that surprised, actually.
Disappointed, but USC loses to a team that was, Steve, they were a 17-point underdog.
Yeah, I mean, but again, I don't think point spreads matter much, especially the West Coast to East Coast road trip is brutal for a lot of teams, whether it be college or pro. That's a tough trip. And this is a Florida State team that, they ran up, I think, 300 yards of rushing offense last year. This Boston College team, they ran up 300 yards rushing against Florida State last year. This is not a terrible Boston College team. I'm not taking anything away, from how disappointing the loss was, but this is not a terrible Boston College team. So it's a disappointing loss, and they're going to have to regroup themselves, USC will, next week when they are back home taking on Oregon State.
Fox Sports' Steve Bortstein with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, yahoosportsradio.com. And I have to tell you, I was absolutely stunned when I saw that score. I know that leading into the season, we had a lot of analysts that came on and really projected, Steve, that the Trojans could perhaps be that surprise team out of the Pac-12 and possibly even a Final Four team. What were your preseason projections?
I think they're still a contender to be in the Pac-12 championship game. I think they can still win the South. I'm still not convinced about UCLA, especially now in light of the Brett Hundley injury that he suffered last week against the University of Texas. But as far as winning the Pac-12 conference and possibly being in the Final Four, that's a myth. And if you've watched Oregon play at all, they are, I think, right now the number one team in the country, because they found a defense, they found a ruggedness that I think they've lacked in some of the recent years under Chip Kelly. That's a very, very good football team, and it's going to take a monumental task, I think, to beat Oregon. I still stick with my preseason selection of USC versus Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game, but I don't think they're a Final Four team by any stretch of the imagination. Remember, they're still down 10 players. This is their last year of being down as far as players are concerned. Next year, they'll be at full strength, but they're still missing some key players at some key positions. They're still lacking in depth in some key areas.
Okay, so USC has a bye this weekend. Steve, as you step back, you evaluate, what have you learned about this team in the first two games?
I think what we've learned is that Steve Sarkisian still has to overcome some play calling deficiencies. He's a smart coach, and he likes that up-tempo offense, and they were able to run that up-tempo offense in their first game of the year, but they weren't against Fresno State, but they weren't able to run that up-tempo offense against Stanford, and they struggled trying to run the ball effectively against Boston College. And I still want to learn something more about their starting quarterback. I think under pressure, I think Cody Kessler is not maybe the guy that we thought he was that first game, or and even in the second game when he led them down the field for the game-winning field goal against Stanford. So I'm a little bit concerned about that. I think their running game has potential to be very good. I think Buck Allen is a very talented running back. I don't like when quarterbacks and running backs line up alongside one another. I don't like when you have a running game and you have a quarterback in the shotgun formation. I prefer old tailback U style. Quarterback lines up under center. You give the running back 5 yards to lead into the run, to lead into the line. That's the kind of running game I prefer. USC doesn't run that style. I think it's a mistake.
Okay, so fortunately for the Trojans, as I said, they've had a week off, a chance to regroup. When you're going into practice, I mean, what were the most immediate questions and answers that they need to come up with? They've got to be more physical, that's for sure.
They've got to be more physical up front, and they're not right now. And again, that goes back to a depth issue right now. They've got some key holes as far as depth is concerned at both the defensive end and the linebacker positions are concerned. And, you know, Hayes Pillard needs to mind his P's and Q's a little bit better. He didn't do that in the second half of that game against Stanford 2 weeks ago. So he's got to be a little bit better. And from an offensive standpoint, they need to be able to, you know, I think Cody Kessler needs to prove himself still. I'm still not convinced about Cody Kessler yet as an elite quarterback. I think he's got a lot of talent. I think he's got a lot of potential. But they threw a lot. The Boston College defense threw a lot of different schemes his way, and he was unable to make adjustments in the second half. And I think he's going to run into defenses down the road. He's going to run into a pretty stout defense in Arizona State in 2 weeks. That's a good defense there. They're going to throw a lot of schemes his way, and I worry about him a little bit in those situations.
Okay, breaking down the Pac-12 conference with Fox Sports Steve Wortstein tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And when you look at head coach Steve Sarkisian, you have to kind of wonder how much pressure he is starting to feel, because expectations were very high. I mean, gosh, he was even, you know, using the word national championship.
Expectations were high. And as far as being national championship contenders, I'll be very honest, anyone who thought they were a national championship contender, quite frankly, was out of their minds, I think. I don't see how they're even remotely close to being as good as Stanford this year. I think expectations are for a Pac-12 championship game. I think that's still very realistic. I think the Pac-12 South is kind of light this season coming in. Again, I think their major contender there is either going to be Arizona State, Arizona, and UCLA and USC. I'm still not convinced about UCLA. They always find a way to flub things up a little bit. They almost did it against Memphis 2 weeks ago. I mean, you were talking about how big an underdog Boston College was.
Right.
If UCLA had lost to Memphis, I think that would have been an earthquake that would have been felt all the way out here in New Mexico. But I think the expectations are still realistic there for USC to represent the Pac-12 South in the South Championship game. As far as pressure on Steve Sarkisian, I still think it was a mistake for them to let go of Ed Orgeron. I think they should have found a way to try to keep him on board, but that's not going to happen now. I think the pressure is going to be okay. I think the expectation, again, so long as he gets close to a Pac-12 championship game. Look, if they beat UCLA and they beat Notre Dame, expectations met. I think right now, those are the expectations that are in place right now for Steve Sarkisian. Make a bid for the Pac-12 championship, beat up on UCLA, beat up on Notre Dame, get them into that championship game, and we'll go from there.
The Pac-12 conversation will continue in just a moment. We've got to step aside. We'll be back with Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports here in just a minute.